Okay, here's the next one we threw out to the group. And this was based upon Steve Jones' interesting presentation of his U.S. oncology trial at San Antonio comparing docetaxel cyclophosphamide to doxorubicin cyclophosphamide. And let me throw the question out to you. Docetaxel cyclophosphamide is generally a preferable regimen to AC.
I would disagree.
Disagree, okay. It was virtually split, you know, it was 3, 4, and 5. So there were several people who agreed, several people who disagreed, several people who were in between. What was your take on those data and other data looking at similar questions, and what does the NCCN have to say about it?
Well, the NCCN panel hasn't met since Steve's presentation, and so we haven't addressed that trial specifically. My own take on the data is that we have Lori Goldstein's AC versus AT trial using paclitaxel that did not show an advantage to paclitaxel. We have E1199 that Joe Sperano presented at San Antonio as well that didn't show major differences in efficacy between paclitaxel and docetaxel, whether they were given every 3 weekly or weekly. And so Steve's data really sort of stands out alone in showing superiority of docetaxel over paclitaxel in the indirect comparison. So I want to see more data. I want to see more experience with the regimen before I would be willing to agree that it is clearly superior. I also have a lot of concerns about docetaxel's toxicity. It does have a different toxicity profile than paclitaxel, different toxicity profile than doxorubicin. At doses that are typically used, there's a fairly high frequency of fever neutropenia if growth factor support isn't used. It has a significant amount of fatigue associated with it.
You participated in one of the 3 breast cancer town meetings that we did. One of the things that was very interesting was we asked them to rate their aversion to different side effects and toxicities in the adjuvant setting, things like hair loss, fatigue. And one of the interesting things was the tremendous aversion we saw to the low but definite risk of cardiomyopathy with something like AC. As minimal as it was, and you know the numbers we're going through, that was one of the highest rated adverse issues. It reminded me a little bit of endometrial cancer and tamoxifen. They did not like that. So you wonder again how patients might perceive the possibility of going without an anthracycline.
Well, I think that cardiomyopathy is a great concern for a number of patients, and I think it's an appropriate concern given the fact that especially anthracycline cardiomyopathy does not improve. You can treat it often, but its natural history is that the myocardium does not improve. So it's a very legitimate concern. And so some of the issue, of course, is whether you're worried a great deal about an uncommon but very serious event versus a more transient but much more common event, such as fatigue. It's a tough one. I think physicians are also biased by what they see. We see the patients coming back after each cycle of chemotherapy, and we see the acute toxicities. Oncologists don't necessarily quite so frequently see the chronic toxicities for the patients that are out 5 and 10 years.